She could have told me before. We could have just done it. Anyway, really. So this is tasting Bhakti Rasa and Raghunatha Bhakti Sadhana. So we have to live the role. We have to completely enter into the spiritual world of the character one is imitating. It means you have to enter into your siddhaya, which is you're imitating, which means you're meditating on. This is the goal of Raghunatha Sadhana Bhakti. In Raghunatha Sadhana Bhakti, to attain the goal, one should imitate one who has already attained that goal. So who has attained the goal? Raghunath Das Goswami. So Anand Das Babaji has given us Stavavali and Stavamala over the books of the Bhavas and the Sevas, Arupa Mandri and Tulsi Mandri, for us to study and read with all his tikkas and commentaries. And so that's there. Anand Das Babaji, when you read his commentaries, you can understand these are commentaries, but this is commentaries by someone who has seen it, seen what he's talking about, has realized what he's talking about. That's a strong impression anyone can get by reading his books. This is just not somebody commenting. This is someone commenting, writing his diary. The diary of the Bhava Bhakti experiences of Anand Das are contained in his books. That's why they're so powerful. I gave a book to someone when a god brother of mine was practicing Bhakti Bhajan in a popular institution for 40 years, and he's doing okay. I gave him one book, Vidakusamandri of Anand Das. I sent it to him in the mail, by email, and he called me on the phone a week later and said, I'm going crazy. I have to come to Radhakund. I have to meet Anand Das. I said, what happened? All these books, I just changed everything. 4 years, I just changed in 1 month. My whole outlook, my whole everything. So he came, and we went on Prikma, and we got near Gopinath Mandir. I said, you want to meet Anand Das? I know Keshav Maharaj. Okay. So we went in there, and Keshav Maharaj, we met him. He was downstairs in those days. I said, this person, I said, the person didn't tell me, but I introduced him. I said, this is my friend. He wants to take Diksha from Anand Das. My friend was looking at me. Keshav Das Babaji, he said, a funny thing, he said, you want open or secret? I never heard that expression before. And I never heard that expression, you want open or secret? I said, open or secret? I figured out, I said, I guess secret. And meanwhile, the guy is like dumbstruck. You know, the guy, my friend, he had to say, what's going on here? So right when he said, open or secret, the lights went out. There was totally no lights. So he had a flashlight. He turned on a flashlight, torch, you know, say, flashlight. And he said, you want? So he said, let me ask his servant, Baladev Babaji, upstairs. It was okay. So he, Keshav went out and came back. He said, you can go and see him. And my friend said, it's dark. I said, oh, it's a secret. I said, it's very secret. He started laughing finally. He was so uptight, you know. I said, it's a secret. You can't have lights on, you know. So we're walking with a flash telephone flashlight, and somebody's coming down from the stairs from Delhi that knew me from Delhi ISKCON. They said, Maharaj, I said, well, I was already a Babaji then at that time, so it didn't matter so much. But my friend was real nervous, God, maybe they know me, this, that. So we went in there, and there were no lights, and he had emergency light in his room, so we could see a little. And so he said, Baba knows me, he said, who is this? He said, he wants to take initiation from you. He said, really? And then he started talking, and then he got initiated a week later. And he's happy because of it also. So amazing how it happens after you get initiated. So we should imitate one who has already attained the goal. So I was saying Anand Das Babaji as one who has attained the goal, and he himself is attaining the goal, and he's presenting the teachings and Vajan Shiksha of Raghunath Das, who certainly has attained the goal. And this author quotes Aristotle, famous Greek philosopher, to attain the good, find a good man and follow him. Can also be a good woman also. Let's be fair about it. Aristotle's a little backwards, you know. A little chauvinistic viewpoint of the world. But in other words, to attain the good, find a good person and follow that good person. So that's anusartha, rajaloka anusartha. Anusartha means follow the footsteps of the eternal residents of Vrindavan. One of their exemplary roles must be taken on in order to enter and participate in the world of Rajalila. So that's why it becomes identity immersion. Anandas Babaji uses the term equalization. I prefer to say identification. But the idea you have to become equal to Tulsi Manjari, Upa Manjari, or identifying with. They're bhavas, they're siddha bhavas, they're sevas, their mood, their exchanges, their feelings, all different anubhavas that they share with Radharani, Radharani shares with them. They have to become our anubhavas. Our anxiety, our fear, our joy, our happiness has become ours. To attain the highest goal, prema, one must imitate and learn from those devotees who already have it. It means the original parishads, nitya parishads, and Krishna's playful drama in Braj, which means Ashtakalila. Jiva Goswami explains bhakti and this term anushilanam in the definition of bhakti. Bhakti includes emotion and action, bhava and chesta, emotion and action. The only door of access to the inner emotions of the of Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari is through anubhavas. So this is the key contribution of Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The anubhavas, the subsequent feelings, anu means following, the bhavas which follow the vibhav. Vibhav means the beginning of ras. Vibhav is the actor and actress, Radha and Krishna. When they get together, it stimulates their amorous love and they start to show different symptoms in their body. They're called anubhavas. Anxiety, different emotional feelings, anxiety, fear, hesitation, concealment, in utkanta and avahita, you know, Radharani wants to be with Krishna, but then she's shy, so she's shy and she's bold, all these different emotions. So we have to focus on those when we're reading Leela, how these different exchanges are, and we have to identify with those and have those become ours. Because unless we feel Radharani's heart and feel her emotions, we will never attain perfection. So he says the only door of access, the only door to enter inner emotions of Rupa Manjari and Tulsi Manjari is through the physical anubhavas they display. That's why we have to know what anubhavas are and look for them when we're reading Leela descriptions, Bhavana Sarasangra, etc. And we'll discuss all this as we discuss each item. Vibhav, anubhav, Sanchari bhavas, and Sattvic bhavas. Circumstances shape an emotion. So circumstances means udipan. Udipan means the setting, the full moon. If there's no moon in the sky, you don't get too romantic. When the full moon is there, it's a romantic stimulant. It's an udipan. It's a stimulant, excitement. And it also physically acts on the body. The height, the tides become higher, the ocean tides become higher in the full moon. And the fluid in our brain kind of starts going up in our head. Waves start rising in our cerebral spinal fluid or whatever. We get excited. It's physical. Because the moon is very close to the earth and the strongest planet influencing human beings. The moon is the most powerful influence on human character and emotions. That's why everyone's wearing pearl rings. Pearl rings on their, I don't know, what, her little finger, pinky finger or something like that. Keep a cool head or whatever. Take a bath in Veronica and you'll keep cool head. Especially in January. Marmasan. You get a frozen head. Your hair will set on end. Look like icicles. So we have to surround ourselves with the vibhavas of the emotional role of the Vrajaloka. So the vibhavas are very important. Which means the Udipans. Vibhavas, Radha Krishna, and the Manjaris, we're surrounded with them all the time. We're always moving in their sangha, anugatya of them. Raghunuga Bhakti is that method of devotion which imitates the Ragatmika Bhakti clearly manifest in the Brijvasis. The Brijvasis are the exemplary models in their interactions and exchange of Leela with Krishna. They display the perfect form of bhakti called Ragatmika Bhakti. The bhakti forms a model for which Raghunuga Bhakti imitates. So it's imitate. That's why the study of rasa is important, to understand what's going on. So that's why we're starting this class. So we'll continue and go. We'll go through all different books to understand rasa tattva more properly. Any questions on what we said so far?
Vibhava means personalities or what? Vibhava. You said manjaris.
What's the question?
Vibhava means what is vibhava? Their personality means.
Vibhava is what stimulates the rasa to move. There's no man, there's no woman, there's no action. In other words, the stimulating factor is the vibhav. Visheshvav, the initial feeling. There's the initial feeling. In other words, there's a permanent loving mood towards Radha and Krishna. Amorous love. Amorous love. Radha and Krishna, amorous love. They're lovers. Beloved, lover and beloved. Priya, priyatam. But unless they come together, they don't, that love doesn't get excited, doesn't move, start to generate other feelings. So the beginning factor of love is the vibhav. Vibhav is Radha and Krishna. Vibhav means the vishesh bhav, the stimulating bhavas. Radha stimulates Krishna's love, and Krishna stimulates Radha's love. So the vibhav stimulates the stayarati, and the stayarati, when it's stimulated, shows anabhavas and sanchari bhavas and sattvic bhavas. But sattvic bhavas are usually lumped in with anabhavas. Anabhavas are voluntary responses, sattvic bhavas are involuntary. Sattvic bhavas sweating, trembling, oh, I'm going to sweat now. No, you just start sweating, I'm going to start trembling. I'm going to make my hair stand and watch it, boing. No, it's just, you know, the hair on your arm stands and then it's just like that. Your lips quiver, you start trembling. I'm going to make my lips quiver. You don't make your lips quiver. But when amorous love gets stimulated, lips will quiver on their own. These are anubhavas. This, when quivering and trembling, this is sattvic bhavas. So it will, you know, all the pieces will fit together to understand more as we go on. Okay, that's that.